From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.
Let's play ball.
Every spring in Key West is the same in some ways. After Easter, traffic gets a little lighter, the weather gets a little warmer. But some years, a lot of the city's attention turns away from Duval Street, away from the waterfront. It turns to Rex Weech Field, home of the Key West High School Conks baseball team. This is one of those years. In the stands, Bill Estes is watching one of the last games of the regular season. The Conks have already clinched top seed in the district. Estes has been at every game. His grandson plays first base.
Watched him all the way through the littlest little league, all the way up now into high school, starter on the team.
That's a big deal. In Key West, baseball isn't something you do, it's who you are. 1,000 people can be in the stands for a high school baseball game.
This is it. This is our home team. This is our minor league team. This is our major league team. This is everything down here.
Estes is a fan of the Conks, the team. But he is not himself a Conk. He wasn't born in the Keys. He didn't go to Key West High School. That's true of a surprising number of the team's fans watching the game.
We're very serious fans, and we don't even have any children that play.
So why do you come to the games?
Because they're so good, and we like baseball.
Donna and Philip Wheeler are from Vermont. They've lived in Key West for 10 years. They sit in the stands with friends who are Conks, Eddie and Pat Castro. Eddie Castro is a retired fire chief. He didn't play baseball in high school.
I was the last one picked. That was really bad.
He had a grandson who was on the team 6 or 7 years ago, but he's been in the bleachers a lot longer than that.
I've been coming since the 50s.
The 1950s is when Key West High School began its remarkable run of state championships. The first was in 1953, less than a decade after the high school first fielded a baseball team. The school has won 11 state titles so far. And the history of the game in town goes back even further. In the early 20th century, major league teams on their way to Cuba would stop in Key West and play the local team.
Key West is a baseball town.
Ralph Enriquez is the coach of the Conks. Baseball is one of the things that makes Key West feel like a town, not just a tourist destination.
For 34 years, we've called the big games with the 11-time state champs, the Fighting Baseball Conks.
Ball chopped to short.
The high school games are broadcast on local sports radio live from the ballpark.
The Conks win! The Conks win their 11th state championship!
And not just the games. There's a pregame show. And sometimes, former players show up in the stands.
Look who is here. The one, the only, Boog Powell.
Yeah, that's the Boog Powell, part of the Baltimore Orioles World Series championship teams, a four-time All-Star, American League MVP. But before he was a Baltimore Oriole, Boog Powell was a Key West Conk. And before he had a World Series title, he led the Key West team to a state title in 1958. These days, he has Boog's Barbecue at Camden Yards. But he's back in Key West for a ceremony honoring the 60th anniversary of his team's championship run.
I mean, you didn't do anything else. You went diving, you went fishing, you played baseball.
Kids growing up on the island now have a lot more options. But for some of them, baseball is still their first choice.
This is where I spend probably the most of my day in my life. I'm out here 5-6 hours every day.
Antonio Knowles is the team's star pitcher and a good hitter, too. He's a senior at Key West High School. Like a lot of local kids, he started young.
How long have you been playing baseball?
Since I was about 3 years old.
And this is his last season to try to add to the Conks championships. Ben Lowe has been in the stands for a lot of seasons. His son's played, and now his grandson is a freshman playing third base.
This is like a Key West thing.
Oh yeah, real deep.
Why do you think that is?
Well, it's a little small island, and it's us against the world.
Key West starts its next run to take on the world, or at least a 12th state championship title, on Friday. This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener.